This is a short introduction to my academic paper titled Genesis, Hyperbole and History in the Flood, Lifespans, and Language of the Ancient World. This paper explores some of the most debated sections of Genesis, namely the flood account, the extreme patriarchal lifespans, and the use of phrases like all the earth. I argue that these narratives, while rooted in real events, often employ hyperbolic and symbolic language common to the ancient Near Eastern literary tradition. Recognizing that helps us interpret Genesis faithfully without imposing modern expectations of scientific precision. From a theological standpoint, the paper addresses how God's covenant with Noah, the decline of lifespans, and the reappearance of the Nephilim fit into the larger biblical narrative of judgment and redemption. I also compare Genesis with Mesopotamian texts like the Epic of Gilgamesh and the Sumerian King List, not to undermine scripture but to highlight its unique Yahweh-centered message in contrast to the mythic tendencies of surrounding cultures. Statistical and literary analysis of the genealogies, including the 12,600-year timeline from Adam to Moses and its echo in Revelation's 12,600 days, suggests that these numbers carry theological weight. Paper also discusses how calendar precision was important in ancient times but biological age as we understand it today was not. This contextual awareness challenges a strictly literalist reading while preserving the text's authority. Finally, I evaluate scientific findings, such as geological evidence for regional flooding and archaeological records of ancient lifespans, and show how these datasets align more closely with a localized flood model. I also discuss the theological implications of post-flood Nephilim, symbolic numbers, and how accommodation rather than concordism may be the better interpretive framework. If you've ever struggled to reconcile the early chapters of Genesis with science, ancient culture, and theological coherence, this paper aims to provide a faithful and intellectually honest path forward. This is not an introductory overview, though a separate, concise, and condensed popular-level companion paper and audio version are available for download. I find these can be helpful, almost like an extension of the abstract found in the academic paper. Instead, this paper presents a structured proposal grounded in historical theology, biblical data, and analytic philosophy. If you're ready to think deeply about this subject, I invite you to download the full written version and explore the model in depth. Remember these wise words I once took to heart when studying scripture. If it's weird, it's important. What you know may not be so. Enjoy!